Module 7, Writing Skills, Part 2. Now that we've got the basics of words and sentences down, let's move on to creating paragraphs and linking them together. We'll also look at some ways to check your writing for clarity and readability. Creating paragraphs. A basic paragraph is simply a collection of sentences. A good paragraph, however, is much more than that. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. It focuses on one theme or idea. It ties to the paragraph before and after it to help build to a logical conclusion. Typically, paragraphs are structured like this. The beginning should state the key theme in one sentence. The middle should provide support for the key theme in 3 to 5 sentences. The end should summarize the key theme in one sentence. It can also provide solutions, give answers, or transition to the next paragraph. The length guidelines that we have provided here are just that, guidelines. To keep the reader's interest, you should vary the length of your sentences and your paragraphs. Creating strong transitions. Creating smooth transitions between paragraphs can be a tough task, but it will make your proposal much more effective and much easier to read. It will also help the reader draw a logical path between your points to your conclusion. To transition a paragraph, find a common theme between the first paragraph and the second. Then, use that theme as the paragraph's opening sentence. To cement things together, start your sentence without a transitional word or phrase. Some examples: however, also, likewise, consequently, previously, on the other hand, in conclusion, to illustrate, in contrast. Remember, good transitions take time and practice. The payoff will be a stronger proposal and a more convinced reader. Building to conclusions. There should be several levels of conclusions in your proposal. Mini conclusion at the end of each paragraph, tying the main points together and transitioning to the next paragraph if appropriate. Conclusion paragraph at the end of each part of a section, subsection, sub-subsection, etc., tying all the paragraphs in that section together. Conclusion paragraph at the end of each major section, tying all the sections together. When writing a conclusion, try asking yourself, "So what?" to help build a strong case. Example, in this paragraph, I am saying that the Widget Master can improve assembly line consistency by 45%. So what? Assembly line problems account for 95% of product defects. So what? The Widget Master can help reduce product defects by improving consistency in the assembly line by up to 45%. Make sure that each conclusion supports your main proposal goal. If it doesn't, that section may need to be revised or eliminated. Case study. Edward and Mark sat down to look at Mark's second draft of his proposal. Edward said, "There's still something that's still bothering you about it, isn't it?" Mark said, "There is, and I just figured it out. It's the conclusion paragraph at the end of the section. It feels like when you wrote it, you were just running out of steam." "I was," Edward admitted. "What do you think it needs?" Mark said, "Whenever I get stuck at the conclusion, I ask myself a question. In this case, it would be, the easy sell can improve line efficiency by 55%. So what? Say why it can help. Say why it solves the problem." Edward grinned. "That's perfect. That's just what it needs." Later that month, when Edward delivered the proposal, he was confident that it would catch the attention of his customer.